Good evening. This is Blad Nather, just another citizen stating the obvious. The newspaper exemption is bogus and must be repealed. If a politician must pay newspapers and broadcasters to carry his ads, how can positive or negative editorials by the same media outlets not have value? Newspapers and radio and television broadcasters are corporations and depend on advertising revenue from the same special interest that campaign reforms are supposedly written to protect the public from. It is not surprising that politicians are the ones who have made campaign reform an issue and told the public it was necessary. Talk about the foxes guarding the chicken coop. These public elected employees want to keep their jobs and have written laws that have resulted in 95% to 98% re-election rates since Watergate. That is a higher percentage than political bosses were re-elected to the Politburo in Cold War Mother Russia. Wake up, fellow Americans, and demand the restoration of the Bill of Rights. It is we the people's responsibility to report the news and define the issues, and not the news anchors. The Bill of Rights grants all American citizens the right to speak and print freely. The pamphleteer had the same rights as the newspaper chain because people were granted rights and not corporations. Furthermore, freedom to assemble together and demand redress of grievances is guaranteed by the First Amendment, and we must not allow it to be redefined as the nebulous crime of coordination. Does anyone remember the New Coke advertisement campaign? Despite spending millions, it failed because people did not like New Coke. Politics, especially national politics, should be a free-for-all orgy of competing ideas. We should not permit federal employees to write the regulations on how they keep their jobs. After all, there are no federal elections, only elections for federal office held in the states. That is why, until 1971, there was no federal regulation. Our founding fathers must be spinning in their graves. If Tom Paine and Patrick Henry were alive today, they would have to register and report to the Federal Election Commission. So call your Congress critters and senators and demand they restore the First Amendment to its rightful holders, or the next election they will face our boot.